Western Michigan University has begun a COVID-19 response grant program, and here with us to talk about that is the university's Vice President for Research and Innovation, Dr. Terry Goss-Kinsey. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
What exactly is this program all about? The news release that announced it said its focus was an opportunity to jumpstart big ideas. What does that mean exactly?
What that means is we have noticed from the very beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic that our faculty wanted to apply their thoughts, their ideas, their past expertise to address questions that in the short term and in the more immediate term could help to assist in the response to COVID-19. And I think what's most interesting about Western Michigan is while it's very important we're talking about clinical trials and drugs, it's important to know there's a lot of other areas in the social sciences, the humanities, physical therapy, engineering, where we can contribute a lot. And that's what we're trying to do with these grants.
And what kinds of things in those areas do you think might be suitable for support through this program?
So we've cast a very wide net. You can think of something in the arts. We know that so many performances and opportunities to experience the arts have been canceled, and we don't know for how long. And so to think about alternative ways to continue having the arts be a part of our culture, their very positive impact on people's mental health, that's one idea. One of the first grants that we have funded is actually about the role of religious agencies in the response to COVID-19, and is setting up a national database of what that response has looked like, so scholars can understand what was successful in terms of leveraging not just state, local, federal governments, but our community groups as well.
I believe there were two other proposals that have been funded. What are those about?
There are two others as of right now, and we're continuing to take applications till we run out of money or May 4th. One is looking very in an unbiased way as to whether or not governors issued stay-at-home orders and how that impacted the outcome and what information was used to make those decisions. And it's a interesting collaboration between political science and public affairs at the university. And the last grant that we've done so far is about developing a less expensive technology in order to assess lung function after someone has had COVID-19, because it's been clear this is obviously a respiratory disease, but there's evidence that there could be long-term damage, and the equipment to do that assessment is very expensive. So our physical therapy department, one of the faculty members, wants to make a technology that's easier to use in rural areas, underserved areas as well. So they're very different but very interesting ideas that our faculty have come up with.
And who can participate in the program?
So we've cast the net very broadly. Any full-time faculty and any staff that have the credentials to serve as a principal investigator on a grant. So we're hoping to see a broad range of applicants from across WMU.
And what is the source of money for this, and how much in total can you devote to this?
So the source of funding comes from President Montgomery. He has the Meter Endowment for Advancing Excellence at the university, and he is taking $50,000 from that endowment, which is to support research and allowing us to use that to jumpstart, as you say, these projects to address the COVID-19 crisis.
Now, as we mentioned, the three projects have already received approval through this. Do you have other applications that are still pending?
We do. We have just gotten in the last 2 days 9 more applications. They're coming in. We've had 20 already, and so we're reviewing them on a cycling basis. We're also encouraging people to still apply at the university. So we're hopeful that we can't fund them all. The ones that we can't fund, we will look for opportunities to find them funding outside of the university as well.
Of course, the pandemic has impacted the university along with just about everything else. Is it going to be more challenging for people to undertake these projects under the current circumstances?
It's a very important point that Western Michigan is down to only essential functions. However, we have made one of the criteria of review that the project can be started immediately and remotely. So all of the work that we're doing can be done remotely to start. Some of them will eventually require on-campus access, i.e. when we test patients with this breathing measurement device. But for right now, they've all started immediately. They got their notice at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and could start that afternoon. I would add that we are very hopeful that these projects will lead to a lot of support for our students. So most of these projects are supporting students to work, graduate students particularly, to work on them, which is a very important thing at this time when there's so much challenge. And lastly, that the federal government has put forward funding within the stimulus packages to promote research related to COVID-19. And so we certainly hope that we'll be able to capitalize on that and bring some of that funding to Southwest Michigan.
Dr. Terry Goskinski is the Vice President for Research and Innovation at Western Michigan University. Thanks again for taking some time to tell us about this.
My pleasure. Take care.